Hello everybody, my name is Anne. I'm a compulsive overeater. I'm from region 9. For those who don't know, region 9 is Europe, Africa, Middle East and part of Asia. So we have a big region with many languages, and I love my region, but I also love OA as a whole and this region and you all in this place. I've been in OA for 17 years, and I have lost 45 kilos, and I was heard that it was 99 pounds, is that correct? I'm maintaining that weight loss for 14 years now. Because it's part of my story, I always want to say that I'm also an alcoholic, and that I've been sober for 27 years, because it's part of my story. I'm grateful. And I was scared to come to this mic now. I had thought to spend a little bit of my time with you in another way than talking about my story, but sharing with you a bit of my step 10. We will have our assembly and convention in Israel this year within 2 weeks, and it's about recovery here and now. And to me, it's about step 10, which is important. And instead of not to be afraid, I took my book, then I have something to hold, and then it's better to me. Continue to take personal inventory, and when we were wrong, promptly admitted it. Many of us have come to Overeaters Anonymous after years of pursuing short-term solutions to our long-term problem of compulsive eating. Well, that's what I did. What I have done all the time in my life, I tried to find solutions. I always fought. I was fighting all the time to try to do things my way. And I think the disease is that I was sure that my way would work. And I tried many ways. And it's only by coming into the rooms that I had to accept that my ways, my different ways didn't work. And how scary it was to let go of my ways and to accept other person's ways, and that's what I had to do in step one, to let go, to accept. And I had a lot of pride, and even if in the beginning I knew that OA was working, in my heart, I was silently thinking maybe one day I would have that solution. And you know, our region is a very big region, and my abstinence became I became abstinent when a beloved person from Israel came to visit us in Belgium, and I was shocked by her abstinence. I was also shocked by the way she behaved, how she was calm, and also very clever. And I wanted to have what she had, but I didn't want to do what she did, because it seemed too strict. I had a meal with her, and she had a big box, and she ate all of that, and she said, "I'm abstinent." And I was really scared, and I said, "Well, if I have to eat all those things and telling that I'm abstinent, but now she will be my parliamentarian at our assembly. I love her. And that's one aspect of this program that keeps us here, is the promise of permanent recovery from this baffling malady. When I heard the word malady, I was also shocked. I didn't want to be sick, I didn't want to be ill, and they told me that it was a malady. But you know, in fact, 10 years before entering the program, in the deepest of my heart, I realized that I was ill. And something that I wanted to share with you also is I have raised 4 children, and I lost one of my children. He was handicapped, and when I had to stay with him for more or less a week at the hospital, and when he died, I realized that I had a problem with food, because then I was just eating. But I was eating that way. I was eating and eating and eating for filling me up. And at that time, when I did all those gestures, I was aware that something was wrong with me. And I was aware that I was scared to go to that fear, to not knowing what to do, and that I didn't want to feel. And I was scared to feel my feelings. And what I heard in OA, that I have to feel the feeling. That's scary, to feel the feeling. It's easier to escape in the food. It was easy. Well, I can say it's easy. Easier to escape to the food. Because sometimes, when I am down, sometimes it happens that I'm thinking, oh, I should open my refrigerator. And that's good to know. To know that I'm not cured, that I'm a compulsive overeater. And when I'm emotionally down, the first thing that comes in my head is food, food. It's kind of food is calling me. But now I have this program. I have tools to use. I have tools to use that save my life, and I don't have to go to the food anymore. But then, I think for me, the most difficult thing in my life to accept that I was also spiritually sick and emotionally. If I think today, it's easy to me to, most of the time, to stay away from the food. At the emotional level, I'm like a baby. I'm like a child, a 6-year-old child, that was scared to come to the mic now. And what OA learns me, what OA teaches me is that I can go through my fears. And I think going through my fears is a process. I have to do that small part, and then God is pushing me. But I think my disease is that even though I know that each time I go through my fears, I will be better afterwards. Well, my disease tells me, oh, don't go, don't go. Sometimes it's good to know that I have that disease. But on the other hand, maybe it's a blessing that I have that disease. Otherwise, I wouldn't have known about it was that program. And I'm blessed to have this 12-step program. I received a possibility to change my life and to live better. To live happy, joyous, and free. I wasn't happy. I wasn't joyous. Yes, I was joyous. I seemed to be joyous. Most of the time, I was fighting to look joyous, and instead of being joyous inside, and I was very scared of people, and I looked at, I went to the scouts and to the many things, and I was kind of the aunt who was happy. And even my sister now tells me, but you were always happy. And when I told her, I was really happy. She said, no, you don't tell me the truth. But I think she speaks another language. And the language that I speak here with you is the language of the heart that the program tells me. And I learned from my sponsor that a word that I didn't know, we together stretch the BOE recovery way. And I find it's a nice word, stretch. It was strange for me, I didn't hear it. Stretching means sometimes it's hard, but I can go through. And I'm not alone. I can do it with other people. You know, I will tell you, it's the first time that I speak in front of OA people and that I feel good and not nervous. When I was at Joe's region, I was so scared that he came, and he was kind of my higher power beside me. And I was completely blocked. But now I'm blessed because Janice took my hands in the beginning, and it was kind of thank you, higher power. What's difficult to me is sharing my feelings in another language. Not my feelings from today, but the feelings of the past. The feelings of the past are the feelings in French. And I started learning language for my service 9 years ago. So now I work the program in English, I send it and everything, and I can think in English, but not things of the past. I like this book, but I like also my big book, and there is something I would want to share with you. Is we really have a daily reprieve contingent on the maintenance of our spiritual condition. And this is important to me because I think that's the solution. When I don't feel well, I need to look at myself and not at other people what I was used to do. There is always something wrong in me, something I can change. And focusing on that is a wonderful thing to do because I'm moving. I don't stay on the same place. And last years I had a lot of courage to do things that were difficult to me, like quitting my husband. I was with more than 20 years, and my sponsor helped me with that, and I had to do that long time ago, but I felt it was important that me growing in the program and he staying at the same place as when we were wasn't fair to him to stay with him. And I know God has his plans, and I felt like I had to listen, and instead of asking him things, I learned the wonderful value of the two ways prayer. I pray to God and I try to stay calm and wait sometimes several days, and then I always get the answers, but not on my time. And I'm confident. I didn't speak very much about my service, but that was what I share today with you, but also I would say that service allows me to meet you, each one of you, and now I can look everybody in their eyes and not be scared. I'm blessed to be here. Thank you.